Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella School Board meeting. Well, Greg, this week's school board meeting was the annual organizational meeting, so a time to elect your new president and vice president, Joan Corbin, returning, and Tim Tripp, who has rotated through the role of vice president, coming back as well. And as a part of this meeting, you also like to take a look back at the previous year. We'll start with the fiscal side of things. You had your annual certified report reviewed, especially as the budget process is coming up. Talk about the importance of taking a look back at where revenues were a year ago and how that helps kind of guide the board moving forward.
We felt good about kind of where we ended last fiscal year. We were projecting about $100,000 surplus, and we ended up being about $400,000 into the positive, which was better than we thought. And there was different reasons for that. We had some reimbursement for special education that was a little more than what we had anticipated, and then also some Medicaid billing that we had done that also brought in some additional money. So the good news is that we ended fiscal year in a better position. That's good going into this year because we knew we would be planning for the next school year, the 2020 school year, to have to squeeze our budget. So I felt like in the end, we ended in a better position and we should set us up pretty well going into next fiscal year.
The other thing that was reviewed is Lowell Ernst presented about student achievement on the Iowa assessments, math, science, and reading, and then also took a look at graduation rates and what students are doing after they graduate here from Pella High School. What were some of the key findings, and how is that compared to some of the five-year trends or even last year?
So our student achievement has been fairly flat over the years in reading, math, and science. We've always kind of been around that 85 to 90% proficiency rating. And so if you look at what we've done over that time, it's bumped up, bumped down a little bit. But for the most part, we haven't deviated over 5% during that time. So our achievement stayed steady. That's been good. We do have a new assessment coming. Last year was the last year for the old Iowa assessments. And so we're going to be moving into a new state assessment, and that will be given this spring. So it's a little bit hard for us to set goals on a new assessment that we've never given because we don't know what those goals should be. So this will be kind of a baseline year for us to set that. But again, our ACT scores and our different measures that we've used have been all positive. Some of the other things we measure also are things like dropouts and those types of things. And we have a really high rate of students that are staying in school. Last year, we actually had no students that dropped out. So that was really, really good for us. Usually we have someone that doesn't continue or drops out. So our dropout rate, when you look at students over a four-year period, kind of from their freshman year to their senior year, we had a 97% rate, of which basically saying that graduation rate is happening with 97% of our kids. So it's good news. Pella is blessed in many ways to just have support and have a supportive community. It doesn't mean we don't have our challenges, because we do, but when we look at that annual progress report, it's just a lot of good news.
Now, the next meeting, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, an opportunity as you talk about some of those issues of graduation and financing and budget to meet our local legislators, and this year, the candidates. You're going to have a legislative and candidates forum with the school board and the legislators. Now, it's not open to the public for questions, but people can certainly come and learn more about the candidates here in the area, both House districts and Senate districts.
We like to interface our local legislators, and this year our legislative candidates, because we have two kind of areas represented in our school district that have two open seats that are both new people that will be entering those. So we've invited the candidates that are running for those. I know we've heard back from several that they're planning to attend. And so that is October 8th, and the board will interface with them and ask questions, and they'll kind of be able to do a give and take, and we certainly do welcome other people to come in and listen. It's certainly not a public time where public asks questions of the candidates, but it will be our board that will be doing that. But it does help people that are interested in educational issues to come, and hopefully some of our staff will partake in that as well.
Once again, that was Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebeling. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella,